The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello. We invite you to another session of My Music. David Franklin and Frank Muir are on one side of me. On the other are Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. You might like to try answering the questions yourself, unless, of course, you happen to be here in our studio audience, from whom no help, please. As I ask David Franklin first to listen to this piece of show music.
We get packages from home, we get movies, we get shows,
we get speeches from our skipper and advice from Tokyo Rose.
We get letters doused with perfume, we get dizzy from the smell.
What don't we get?
David, what is it they don't get and where?
Something. It's in the South Pacific. Rodgers and Hammerstein.
No, what is it they don't get?
Something like a dame?
A dame. There is nothing like a dame, and a dame is what they don't get.
Actually, what they don't get, you know damn well.
You know damn well, that's right.
Steady on, old man.
Dennis Norden, who became a star on Broadway with this show?
There!
Where
in
is
the
Brotherhood of Man, dedicated to killing all. We stand.
Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity?
The great big Brotherhood of Man.
Oh, it's such a pleasant change not to have be faced with an operatic problem to solve. This was how to succeed in business without trying.
Without really trying.
Without really trying.
One mark.
And the star of it on Broadway was Robert Morse. Whether he became a star on that, I think he was quite well known before it.
Well, all right. Mm. Who was a star again on Broadway, if you prefer. Anyway, Robert Morse was the other mark. Two marks for you. Ian Wallace, a question for you.
Go in court, if you find it hard to break the axe. Go in court, here's a little feminine advice. Roll your eyes and heave a little sigh. Grunt and groan like you're about to die. That is what's known as emoting, going cold.
Feminine advice? Whose feminine advice and to whom, Ian?
You mean the specific name of the person?
I would like the name of the star, please.
Well, the name of the star you would like, says he, putting on his glasses and leaning over the...
That is his prompt, yes.
He's written... I can read the surname, the Christian name. That's better. Jane Powell.
Yes, for one mark. And to whom the advice?
Seven brothers.
I'll give it to you, actually six. One of them had already won her, the other six were the Welsh ones.
Yes, I see.
Good
yes.
Enough for two marks.
You gave me a fright there.
Frank Muir, title please of this film, and who is the new 16-year-old star it created?
There's a little ditty they're singing in the city, especially when they've been on the gin or the beer. If you got the patience, your own imaginations will tell you just exactly what you want to hear.
The film is Oliver.
Yes.
Shani Wallace plays Bill Sykes.
No relation then.
No. Or the dog. New 16-year-old star created by that film.
Do you mean Oliver?
No.
Or the Artful Codger?
Yes, that's more like it. Name, please.
Frank Muir.
Not quite.
Frank Muir, I can't remember, not having seen the film, the name of the Artful Dodger.
You don't know, in fact.
No.
Jack Wilde. One mark out of two. Next round. Everyday questions about everyday music. Well, actually, some of it's a bit far out, but see how you get on for two marks. David Franklin, what is a baguette?
What?
A baguette.
A French loaf.
You're very near.
It's also a small French lady.
Or
or
it is a French bagpipe.
No, No, sorry.
Isn't it?
No,
it was when I played it. Baguette. B-A-G-E-T-T-E.
No, B-A-G-U-E-T-T-E.
Ah, well, a baguette.
It's on bag.
A baguette.
It's difficult, so I'll give you a hint. I've got references to two of them here, baguette de bois and baguette d'éponge.
Well, one of them is made of wood. And the other one made of blanc. Therefore, woodwind instruments?
No, I'm going to give you one out of two for a very brave try indeed. Baguette is the French name for a drumstick. Also, sometimes a baton or the wooden part of a violin bow. Baguette de bois, wooden drumsticks. Baguette d'éponge, sponge-headed sticks.
I must say, a drumstick made of blancmange is a thought.
That's what you got your mark for. It's such a happy thought. Dennis Norton, what is a lure?
Just in case there are anybody who's not familiar with this word, could you spell it?
Oh, preposterous thought. Yes. L-U-R.
Oh, yes. Well,
that lure.
Yes, yes. Yes, well, this is... Musically, you mean?
Of course.
Yes,
the
musical. Well, you know, there is a musical terms of approbation and approval, like bravo maestro, maestro. Is it? Well, this is a musical term of disapprobation and disapproval. For example, if I were to say, particularly to this team, I am now going to sing, they would say the L-U-R. Other than that, or the suggestion, it's a word that's created purely by Scrabble manufacturers.
I have no idea.
Well, backwards, it spells Rull.
Rull, yes, yeah. Which sounds more convincing.
Not for the first time. I have the boring task of telling you what it really is. A lure is a prehistoric, or was a prehistoric, Scandinavian bronze horn. The lure, and this is interesting, is now used as a trademark for Scandinavian food exports, hence Lurpak. Says everybody. Ian, you have rather an easy one, but don't worry, there's some more difficult ones to come. The mighty Wurlitzer, what was it and how did it get its name?
Well, that is a bit easier, yes. It is an organ, a cinema organ, a very large cinema organ. Mighty, in fact. And it was made by a gentleman called Wurlitzer, or Wurlitzer, I suppose he might have been. And I'm wondering whether it is in Radio City Music Hall in New York.
Well, I'm wondering too, since it doesn't say on my card. You have two marks. A unit organ, as heard in cinemas, incorporating freak effects, e.g. bells, motorhorns, etc. Wurlitzer was the name of the American firm marketing it, father and son, organ builders, based on an idea I'm told by an Englishman named Hope Jones. Frank, what would happen if you removed a sound post?
If you removed a sound post... From where or from whom?
Yeah, that's
or from where on whom?
No, that's the point.
Oh, yes. I thank you, David.
It's all right, any time.
Why, you're not just a face. I made a violin. I made a ukulele once. I made all sorts of things when I was very young. I started to make a typewriter. Out of plywood. But I did make a ukulele once, and when the strings are stretched, you've got to have a bridge. And if you stretch the strings on the bridge, the damn thing collapses. And this is a kind of little Dolly's pit prop, which you wedge in between the, if you'll excuse the expression, the belly of the instrument and the bit upon which the bridge rests. Because the bridge is, like all of us, under some strain. It's a thing that holds the bridge up.
Marvellously complete answer. I have nothing to add. Two marks to Frank Mayo. Good for you. Every member of our cast was once a child, with one possible exception. So now... So now we have some...
Lovely line to drop in, isn't it? All looking at each other.
Anyway, we have now some children's music. Oh. Just the title, please, for A Single Mark. David.
Rolling home, rolling home.
Title, title.
What an extraordinary lot of children you have. I've got sixpence.
Ah, thank you, one mark. I've got sixpence. Dennis Norton, yours.
A tissue, a tissue.
They all fall down after
yes,
that,
yes, they do. Yeah.
Well, where does that? It comes
title,
in the middle.
Ring-a-ring.
Oh, ring a ring of roses.
Yes, one mark. Ian, the title, please, of this song.
Home again, home again, dig a dig, dig.
Well, I think it's about time he did go home.
Any ideas?
Rolling home again. Oh, this is jiggity. Isn't it to market, to market?
Well, it must have something to do with a pig.
Your friend has got the idea.
To market, to buy a fat pig.
Do it with children on your knee.
To market, to buy a fat pig. One mark. Frank, can you name this nursery song, please?
Upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown.
Upstairs and downstairs, lying down.
In a nightgown.
In a nightgown. Is it Wee Willie Winkie?
It is indeed, yes. Who else? We hope. Yeah. Wee Willie Winkie. One mark. Opera.
Now, don't get in my way.
David, Christoph Willibald von Gluck wrote an opera with only four characters apart from the chorus. Can you name it and tell me for which unconventional type of singer Gluck wrote the hero's part?
The best of Gluck. Well, how about Orpheus?
I would do very nicely, thank you.
Do very nicely, I thought it would.
Can you think of his girlfriend to complete
what?
Think of a girlfriend, Orpheus.
Is that part of the answer for which I get a mark?
Yes.
Have I got to name all four characters?
No, just Orpheus and...
Well, Eurydice.
Yes,
however. Or Eurydice.
Yes,
or as she was known in the family, Peg.
Thank you.
And the... What was it, the unusual voice?
Unconventional, I said. Unconventional type of singer.
Well, I don't know whether I ought to mention the word in company.
Try.
Well, this may be my last broadcast. Promises. Let's go down with our colours flying. A castrato.
A castrato, yes. Thank you for your well-won other mark, a male alto. Nowadays, the part sung by a contralto. Two marks. Dennis Norton, you may not think you know opera, but you do. You'll know this one anyway. In which of Verdi's operas, Dennis, do Pistol and Bardolph appear, and for what voices were they written?
Well, Pistol and Bardolph come from Henry IV and Henry V and Merry Wives of Windsor, so it must be something with Falstaff.
Yes, that'll do. Falstaff.
He did a Falstaff. Yeah. And for what was it? What was the other bit?
What voices were they written, Pistol and Bardolph?
Oh, I just had a flash here.
Bass and tenor is right for your two marks in all. Thank you. The opera Falstaff. The libretto was based on The Merry Wives of Windsor plus bits from Henry IV, Part 1. Ian, which opera begins with three norms, and what are norms? N-O-R-N-S.
Well, Dennis Norn.
Three norns.
Three norns.
Baby norn.
Yes. Middle norn. And the great big norn. The big norn got up on the rostrum in the middle of the stage and went, ha, 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 I'm a norn.
But, I'm not going to pursue this any further.
Wait a minute, let's have a tiny little hint.
Well, I've been sitting here thinking you've had so many easy questions in this game up to now that you ought to have a hard one for a change.
Something in Icelandic mythology. Is there any opera written about Icelandic mythology?
Oh, hang around, forget Icelandic, but hang around mythology.
Hang around mythology. Go on, you hang around some
Opera's based on mythology.
Mythology. Well, that sounds like The Ring.
Yes,
of Wagner.
Yes. Norn, now, but I want lonely
heart. Well, it can't start. It can't be. I'm not very up in The Ring, but it's not Rheingold anyway. So we can dismiss that because that starts with.
Never mind. Go on.
With Rheingold.
All right. You're still right. You're still all right.
So then we come from that. We come to. We got. Go to Demerung at the other end.
Ah, you got it. One mark.
Fancy if I'd given that up in the middle, you know, when I was flagging.
Don't ever tell me I don't help you. That Götterdämmerung is correct.
Thank you very much.
For your other mark, what are Norns? And you don't know, do you?
Well, Norns must be...
mythological.
Mythological, because there are giants, and there weren't giants, and there are dwarfs. Yeah.
Yeah. Say no more. The Fates. Yeah. They were weaving the rope of fate. You've got one mark out of two. Frank Muir, in which opera and by whom does a half-wit appear in the last act dressed as a bear?
The answer's so obvious it's hardly worth taking for granted. Next round.
Have a go at Boris.
Boris, of course. Steve, Boris.
You may wish to have a go at Boris, but
Boris
won't get you anywhere with this one, I'm afraid. No.
Let's put our cards on the table.
I can help you, Frank. The opera is described as a lively, rustic jollification with catchy airs and invigorating dances, and that'll help your friend David.
Oklahoma.
The Buttered Bride.
The Buttered Bride. We'll get you a mark. And the composer?
Smetana.
Smetana, we prefer. For the other mark, yes. Vasek is the half-wit. He takes the place of the bear in a travelling show. What we're really doing in this next round is testing your knowledge in the sense of German and Italian. In each case, a famous composer's name, listen to this, has been translated, and we want you to translate it back. David Franklin, who was Joseph Green?
Joseph
Green, an Italian gentleman. Joseph?
That's Italian.
Green.
And yes. That's been translated into...
He's an Italian composer, and we've put him into English. Can
work
you
at him, Steve. He'll get it.
Can you put him back into Italian, please?
Joseph? Green, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I thought you said Greek.
What a bluffer you are.
No, I'm not at all. I really thought it was the Ithlibidish chap.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I know this. This is Verdi.
And Joseph... being...
Oh, Giuseppe.
Giuseppe, thank you. Yes, there's a mark there for you. Dennis Norden, who is John Brooke?
Brooke. Quick, the German for Brooke. Quick. Or Italian.
The Rhine.
Is it Fiume? Is river.
German gentleman, John Brooke.
Bruch.
No.
Bruch? No.
No, no. Bach? It's not what we're after.
A very confident-looking lady in a blue hat. A very confident blue hat, actually.
Why don't you say what she's saying?
She's saying Bach.
Yes, first name, John...
Johann
Bach will get you a mark. Ian, who would you say was Johnny Ostrich?
Johnny Ostrich?
Leonard Feather.
Johann Strauss.
Well, yes. Good.
The first.
Oh, no, the second. Either will do for a mark. And Frank Muir, who is Mr. Greenberg?
In which language?
Italian.
Italian?
Yes.
Mr. Greenberg. Mr.
Greenberg.
Signor...
Italian. That's Signor Greenberg.
Yes. Monteverdi.
Monteverdi. Thank you for a mark. Now for the round in which Graham Daly plays a variety of tunes on a variety of keyboards, and we ask the teams to pick up words and music at the point where he leaves off. One mark for the music, one for the words, one for not going back to the start. David Franklin.
Where you hearts are yearning. All together. Turn the dark clouds inside out. Will the boys come home? There's a silver lining to the clouds are shining. Big finish. Turn the dark clouds inside out. Will the boys come home?
Lovely. I'm awarding you 2.5 out of 3. Because you put the last line in the middle and missed out completely, though your lads are far away, they dream of home. It was a lovely, stirring
performance. What was there for?
Well, they got, the audience got 3, you got 2.5.
Rehearsal, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Dennis Norton, your turn to do some singing.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains.
I think he's got it.
Tigers. He's got it. I think you've got it.
I think I've got it. I don't think there's a cure for it.
Now, once again.
In
Hampshire.
That doesn't come there. Spain on the plain. Isn't that big over there somewhere? I just run through my
pen. Let's start again.
Worry not.
All I want is a room somewhere.
You got 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3, I think, is fair enough.
Oh.
A song. Not quite his song, but a song from Frank Miller.
Somewhere in heaven you. You were fashioned for me, angel eyes, angel voices led me to you.
Now I see.
You're so a voice tonight, boy.
Used to sing this, listen to a record of this in Iceland. Well, I fought for 18 months during the war trying to get home. I think they used to put the lights out about then, that's all I knew.
Made a bit of a Reykjavik of that, didn't you? No. It was, you got halfway through, and I think 2.5 out of 3. It goes on, nothing can save me. Fate gave me a sign, and so on.
What I say, maybe.
He's off again.
That's worth the extra half marks.
It is, actually, yes. He's come back with the other half. 3 marks, all right. Just to confuse my scorer here, Sylvan. Ian, you'll find this one very, very difficult, but there's nothing like a problem for cooling the blood. Here's yours.
Standing one day on the banks of the cool Shalimar, he gazed at the bottom as it peacefully lay by the light of the evening star. Pom, pom, pom. Away on a hilltop sat combing her hair his fair hippopotamimaid. The hippopotamus was no ignoramus, so sang her this sweet serenade
all together now.
Mad, mad, glorious mad, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow.
There, I'm afraid my music ends for another week. We hope you enjoyed it. The final score gives a victory by 1.5 marks for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton, and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard, and the chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.